Hello, my friends, and welcome into another episode of the Subscription Web Design Podcast. Hey, this one is a day late and special also. In this episode, I want to do a couple things. First of all, I want to, just reflect a little bit on where we've come in the journey of subscription web design to this point. I want to give you a new model, a new roadmap, a new way of thinking about this that I've been developing and thinking about and that I'm really excited about. And then, if you stay to the end with me, I have a super exciting announcement for you and a special offer as well. So, I am extremely excited about this episode, and I hope you are too. So, I started subscription web design because it seemed as though there was not a great solution to the problem of being able to build a stable financial runway in your web design business. And I didn't come up with subscription web design as a way of something that I could ever teach somebody else. In fact, I never had even the inkling that anyone would be interested in my model. When I developed subscription web design, frankly, I did it because I was scared to charge thousands of dollars for the work that I was doing. I didn't think I could convince anybody to spend that kind of money. And so I came out of the gate with an offer that I thought I could sell. And that ended up working. And then over the years, as expectations changed and the model changed and the contracts changed, and I joined up into the greater web design community, and I hooked up with Josh Hall and his friends. You know, I was invited on Josh's podcast, as many of you know, to be able to share about what we've done. And the response from that has just been incredible. Literally, the entire business of subscription web design was built on the back of that one podcast. And at Josh's suggestion and the apparent need, given the people who were reaching out and asking for something, I started subscription web design on a whim. I stayed up till Friday morning one night building the website, launched it the next day. You know, I do the ready, fire, aim thing, and too much planning is not a good thing for me. So, that's what I did, and I have been super excited about the results to this point. It's grown steadily. You know, members have come, members have gone. I've had lots of people purchase the course, and I'm excited about what we've done to this point. But I have to be honest, it was getting to a point where a decision needed to be made. Do I continue this thing? Do I do it right? Do I take everything out of sort of beta mode and really try to make a big push and get more people excited about this and interested about this? Or do I say, you know what? It's been a great run. I'm thankful for what's happened to this point. I'm grateful for it. And but we just need to shut it down. You know, do we just need to stop and focus our efforts mostly on the web design company? And I decided that the answer to that question was no, we don't need to shut it down. We need to keep this going. We need to keep going. In fact, we need to do it bigger. We need to do it better than ever. We need to take the mentorship program out of beta. We need to rework some things and get more people than ever excited about building a stable financial runway for their business. Now, look, what's cool about this is I'm not gonna try to be somebody I'm not. You know, I am right now, literally right now, and I'll just tell you as transparently as I can. Right now, I recently made a financial decision that I should not have in regards to my web design business, and you know, it cost me. Just being honest, you know, but I want to try to keep it real and be like, what's crazy is, it's just because I made a mistake in the way that I handled a particular situation with a client that resulted in, you know, financially not being a very good deal for me and not being a very good experience for the client either. I really hate that it happened, but it's a real thing and it happens. At the end of the day, the reason why I can sustain a hit like that and carry through to a couple months, I have to cut down some hours on my team, but then I'll give them right back. Literally, 2 days after that situation, more work started coming in. The reason why it still ultimately ends up working is because I have a stable financial runway based on the clients that I have, that I don't have to wonder where the money is going to come from to support my family and support my business in the coming weeks and months, even in the midst of a huge mistake that I made. I can not only survive, but come out of the situation thriving. because of subscription web design. And that situation just confirmed even more to me that we're doing the right thing here. This is the right move. This is what people need. People need to have a business where they can count on the income that they make and coming in every single month and working with clients for the long term and building deeper, better relationships and serving them in better ways than ever. And I just truly believe that subscription web design is maybe not the only way, but a fantastic pathway to making that happen. This also coincides, I've been thinking about this for a while, and then of course that situation happened, and then next Tuesday, so I'm recording this on Friday, May 5th, next Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, literally, I have the opportunity, and I'm not going to say, just in case something falls through with it, I'm not going to say the name of it, but I have the opportunity to share subscription web design with a brand new audience on a podcast that I've been listening to for a long time and that I've loved for a long time. I'm so honored to be able to be on there and thrilled to be on there, and I thought, you know what? Everything all together, there's really no better time than to announce some changes and some upgrades and some differences with the new platform that is going to be launching for subscription web design. Now, I want to do something here because I never want to just make a promotional episode, okay? I want to place all of this in the context of some value. So I'm going to spend just a minute giving you a way of thinking about the subscription web design model. It's basically, I don't know that I'm going to call it this, but it's basically the five pillars of subscription web design that we're always going to be able to sort of point back to and diagnose problems and teach new things and kind of say, well, where are we at with this particular phase of your business? What's the problem that we can sort of zero in on? And then I want to tell you about the what's changing in the subscription web design ecosystem between the course and the mentorship program, what that's going to look like going forward, and a special offer for you, again, if you stay to the end, that I would like for you to have. And I think you're going to really appreciate it. So I've been thinking about what I call the five M's, okay, of subscription web design, the five M's. And if you get these five M's down, then really you're going to be successful, okay? If you get everything about these five M's down and you make decisions and you're thinking clearly about them and then you execute them in your business and you plan around these five M's, then I think you can have a successful subscription web design business. Frankly, whether or not you join up a mentorship program or take a course or anything like that, okay? So I want to run through these five M's real quick, give you that special offer and tell you about what's changing, and then we'll be done for this week's episode, okay? So let's talk about these five M's. The first one is the mindset, okay? The first one is the mindset. The subscription mindset is completely different from the one-off mindset, okay? The one-off job, the one-off model. And it matters a lot because how you think about your relationship with your clients is going to depend a lot on the way that you're thinking about how they're going to compensate you. Look, like it or not, we're in business and we're all here to serve people, yes, but we're also all here to make something that works economically, okay? We're here to make a profit. We're going to talk about that in a minute as well, okay? But we're here to make a profit. We're here to do well economically. We're here to even create jobs. I mean, we're here to do some pretty cool stuff. But when you get into the subscription mindset, you realize two things. Number one, you're realizing that you're going to aim to work with a client forever. When you take on a client, okay, the goal is not to just do a job for them and then let them go away. Now, some people want to do that, and that's totally fine if that's what you want to do. It's not what I want to do. Alex Hormozi, and we're going to talk about this in an upcoming episode, but he made a comment recently that the way that you build a business is by making a product that customers have to buy over and over and over again. And that's what subscription web design is. I've got clients today who just buy from me over and over and over again every month, and I can count on their income and they can count on our service. And it just works so well. So that's the mindset. There's some things that you have to do, some shifts that you have to make to get out of the one-off mindset and into the subscription mindset. And the second piece of that in working with clients forever is that as their business changes and adapts, so can yours with them. Okay, you can offer them new services. You can get more what the marketing guys call wallet share, okay, in working with them because you're providing them greater levels of value over time. So the mindset is important. The next thing that's important is the model. you have to decide which model of subscription web design you are going to use. Believe it or not, there's 5 different models that I teach about in the course. Some of them are similar and others are not. And when you go through that, you kind of see that there are multiple ways that you can work subscription web design into your business without going whole hog, so to speak, into only offering subscription websites. So there's a way to sort of work it into your model, and we talk about that in the programs, okay? And so you could work it into the current model that you have, and then eventually it could be something that you take over into full time. And of course, I would recommend that because that's been what's actually worked for my business. So you got to get the mindset down, and then you got to evaluate the options and choose what model you want to use. Okay, the next thing you have to get down is the money, okay? So you got the mindset, you got the model, and then you've got the money, okay? The money piece of it matters quite a bit, because if you want to build a team eventually, if you want to be able to make profit to save up for a rainy day, if you want projects to be able to be self-sustaining, in other words, each project can sort of fund its own development, there's some things that you need to do in order to make sure that you've got the money right. And this can change over time, right? You can absolutely set up your finances to be correct for a solopreneur in the beginning, and then mold those over time if you wanted to scale your team. Or again, if you wanted to create just more free time for yourself, you could raise your prices in such a way that you can do that and you can do less work for more money, okay? And if you become in demand and a great designer and a great marketer, you can absolutely make that kind of thing happen. So as you're thinking about working in your subscription web design model and figuring out what kind of money you need in order to make it work, you're going to need to know how to budget. You're going to need to know if you're setting aside right for taxes. And again, lots of things that need to be figured out in respect to how you're going to run a business like this, because you're doing service work in a subscription context. So that matters. So you got to get the mindset right, the model right, and then the money right. Okay, after you got that, you need to get the marketing right, okay? So the first three are almost preparatory in nature, right? The first three are kind of like you're developing your business, you're deciding what you want it to be like, you know, you're doing a little bit of price testing maybe, but really once you've got that down and you are confident in the offer that you are putting out there, you got to market that thing. You got to get out there. You got to share it in Facebook groups. You got to share it with people who you work with locally. You got to make sure that they know that you're a different kind of web design business, that you're a long-term partner in their success instead of just a one-and-done designer that might ghost them in the future, like unfortunately so many others do. So there's a whole marketing angle that you need to learn as it relates to getting the message out there that you are a subscription web designer, which makes a lot different. By the way, a pro tip is you don't really tell people that you're a subscription web designer, okay? It's a little different than that, right? What you want to tell people is that you provide managed websites, or that you provide a monthly plan, or just something else, right? Because the word subscription really is actually kind of a negative word. It's the right word to use for us inside baseball, but it's not necessarily the word that you need to use with clients. And so we talk about that, okay? So you've got the mindset, you've got the model, you've got the money, you've got the marketing. The last M that you need is the method. You need the method. You need to understand how to put together systems and processes that create a repeatable result for clients. You need to understand what happens in weird situations that come up, okay? You need to understand how to take care of your clients for the long term and how to ascend them up the value ladder as you actually offer new products and services based on where they're at in their business and what they need. So there's a whole method on sort of the back end that happens. So again, your first three are about sort of designing the business and making it work, okay? Your fourth one, the marketing, is about putting some fuel into the flame, right? And creating some fire, right? And actually getting the message out there. And then the fifth one is about shoring up your business processes on the back end to make sure that you're running efficiently, profitably, and you're geared up for whatever kind of future you want, be it scaling or not. So what's cool is, currently, the course has each one of these elements, although it's not organized by these elements. And that is something that's going to be coming very soon. I'm going to really make these 5 pillars a big feature, a big point of actually working with us. And we're going to be talking about it a lot more on the podcast too, because I think it makes so much more sense to be able to put this in something that people can grasp. But now what I'd like to do, if you'll allow me, is take just a couple minutes to share what's changing about the platform, what's going to be new, and then give you sort of a special offer here, okay? So one of the biggest questions, probably the absolute biggest question that I've been asked over and over is, should I start with the course or the mentorship program? Should I start with the course or the mentorship program? Which one would be better for me in my situation? And what I've always told people is what I've always believed, right? That, look, if you want the hand-holding and you want that personalized attention and you want to get, you know, deep into the guts of your business, then you need the mentorship program so that we can be on those group calls together and talk through things. But if you are kind of more of a self-starter and you just want to do it yourself and you don't even want to be involved in those calls, you could always just purchase the course one off, and you don't necessarily need one to make the other make sense. And while I still don't necessarily think that's a bad idea, the truth is that because of that, there was a complete lack of a roadmap or a clear direction inside of the mentorship program, because not everybody in the mentorship program had the context that the people in the course needed. And then people in the course had the getting started, but they didn't have the follow-up, okay? They didn't have, well, what do I do now? What do I do in this situation, okay? And there was a little bit of that in our student community, but nothing like on the group coaching calls. And so the most obvious move that I think could be made is to combine the course and the mentorship together. So if you'll allow me, I want to tell you just a little bit about what we've done to that end and what it's going to look like going forward. Let me just give you one caveat here at the very beginning, is that if you are someone who just wants to purchase the course, that will still be available. You can still just purchase the course one off for $197 as of this recording. I don't know if that's going to go up in the future. It may, but probably because I will add things to it and, you know, make it a little bit more valuable. As of right now, that price is not going up, okay? I am going up on the price of the mentorship. Again, I'm just trying to be as upfront and honest with you as possible, because I have to in order to make all of this work. But I'm really excited about what you're going to get if you join into the mentorship program, okay? So the mentorship is going to be changing a little bit to more of a group coaching with a huge emphasis on accountability. So if you are the kind of person who just really needs some accountability, you need to check in every couple weeks, make sure you're executing on the plan to get from point A to point B, then that's what the group coaching is for. But again, it is now going to include that getting started roadmap for you. That is, again, going to be even more in the future centralized around those five M's, even though it already is now. It's just not organized under those headings, okay? So it's really going to be getting down the five M's: the mindset, the model, the money, the marketing, and the method. Making all of those things work together to create a system and a roadmap and a plan that you can follow to actually grow your subscription web design business from the ground up, and then get the support you need as you're going along, okay? The group coaching calls are actually going to go up from 60 minutes every, twice a month. It's the second and the fourth Tuesday. Okay. Right now they're 60 minutes each. They're going to go up to 90 minutes. And that means that if you are someone who's already joining them or whatever, you can stay longer if you want to, or if you'd like to be able to pop in and pop out, it's going to be a longer window of time. So you don't have to attend for the whole thing. Come for 15, 20, 30 minutes, and you'll have three 30-minute windows basically to be able to jump in to make sure there's enough time and enough room for everybody to jump on and dive into the specifics of your business. Of course, as per the way it always has been, all of the member calls are recorded and available inside of the library for you to get. Now, currently, inside the current mentorship library, these are not very organized. And again, that's because everything's kind of been in beta. We've been kind of testing the waters. And now that we've made the decision to kind of go all in and really see this thing through and happen, it's going to be right. It's going to be all organized inside of the learning management system for you. And still probably by date, because it's really hard when you're covering so many topics on these mentorship calls to arrange them by topic. But still, it's going to be a nice interface and a nice, easy way for you to go through and mark them as completed and kind of see what your progress has been. And that's going to be really exciting. Also, you still get access to my student center, which is currently in my Basecamp account. And I like that. I think that it doesn't get used as much, frankly. I'm just being honest, okay? So real talk, the Basecamp student center does not get used as much as I wish that it would. And so I'm considering moving that over to Facebook. And I know Facebook groups for things like this, people complain about them a lot. But then when I look at how people actually behave, right, how people actually used things like this, they tend to like them being on Facebook where they already are. So your opinions on that are welcome. But at the end, I'm going to make the best decision for the group writ large after I consider that further. As of right now, it's staying in Basecamp, but we'll see. Now, this is all new. I'm really excited about this as well, that we are going to be introducing Friday Fireside Chats. Now, my buddy Eric Dingler introduced me to this incredible little app called Marco Polo, and it's so awesome. It's basically asynchronous video messaging, and it's so cool. It's totally free to use. They do have a very inexpensive pro plan where you can listen to things faster and all of that. But I'll be able to share with you what's called a sharecast. And basically what it's going to be is a Friday fireside chat. I'm going to come on every Friday and share. You guys can actually watch it live if you want to, or just it stays obviously recorded right there where you can see it. And it's basically just going to be my thoughts on every Friday, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, talking about basically the biggest lesson that I learned in business that week, okay? And I think that's going to be a nice weekly rhythm to kind of supplement the group coaching calls to kind of help you guys just stay encouraged, stay in the fight, stay on the path, and you guys can even reply to those, which is kind of cool. So I'm excited about that, and it's totally free for you to have that app, and all of those videos will live there, and you can always go back and see the entire history of those casts as well, which is really cool. And then the final thing that we're going to have is what we already have, which is the member document vault, which is basically all the documents and like the financial things and the contracts and all of that that I've put together and gathered together over my time of doing business that have proved tremendously valuable for me are going to be available to you. But not only that, right now they're available, and they're going to be available again in the upgraded platform that is launching next Tuesday. But I'm also going to be creating training videos specifically around those items as well. So I'm not only going to be giving you the documents, but I'm going to be showing you how to use them and execute on them in your business. And I'll be adding that content to the library in the coming weeks and months. So I'm excited about this. The course finally integrated into the mentorship program. We're rebranding it as a group coaching with a huge focus on accountability and execution. You get access to, again, all the past calls, the new fireside chats, the student center, and the business vault that's going to have all of that training in it coming up as well. So all told for all of that, again, as of today, I've decided that Tuesday, when this new thing launches, it is going to go up. The price is actually going to double from $49 a month to $97 a month, okay? The new price will be $97 a month. If you follow my recommendations and get one subscription web design client, and you're paying me $97 a month to help you get there, with your first client, you will triple your monthly investment. You will triple your monthly investment. This is not a cost. It's an investment, and I think it's going to be worth your while. It literally becomes free if you get just one client. So I'm excited. I really think you can do it. I believe in you. It's amazing. But there's more. I have two special offers for you that I'm really excited about, okay? Number one is this. Because you, if you're listening to this, you've been with me probably for a little while. I have more listeners to this podcast than I would have anticipated at this point, which I'm super excited about. And you know, you guys have been just amazing, and I've heard a lot of feedback from you, and I've read your comments on YouTube, and I see when you download the audio episodes, and it's just so exciting. So I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get into the new mentorship group coaching experience at the same price that you can get into it right now. And so that's $49 a month. That price is still active and still good through Monday, May 8th. This upcoming Monday, May 8th. If you get in before Monday, May 8th, or excuse me, before Tuesday, May 9th, by 11:59 p.m. on Monday, May 8th, then you will be able to have access to everything that I'm talking about at that $49 a month price, including the course. You'll be completely grandfathered in and everything else. And I want to do one more thing for you as well, okay? If you go to that order form, you actually will see a option there that you can check for personalized onboarding. That's a one-on-one personalized onboarding call. It's at $150. It's already discounted to 44 something. It's like 70% off if you check it and you add it to the order in the order form. I want to actually give you that for free if you sign up, again, between now and Monday. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the form, and I'm going to give you the link for that in just a minute. You're going to go to the form, and you are going to check the little box that says, let's do this. And it's got information about the personalized call there. And then you're going to enter a coupon code. And again, this will not work past Monday, May 8th, 2023. If you're listening after this, I'm so sorry, but I think you're still going to find a lot of value in the program, okay? But if you go to that order form, you're going to put in the code. So you're going to check the box, and then you're going to go down, and you're going to, below the subtitle, you're going to click Add Coupon Code. And you're going to do the code ONBOARD523, okay? ONBOARD523. And you can use all caps. I don't think it's case sensitive, but all caps, ONBOARD, and then the numbers, 523. That's your coupon code, and it should take that onboarding call down to zero. You'll get an email from there with instructions after you place your order on how to get that scheduled, and that is a one-on-one call with me that we're going to talk about the specifics of your business and get you onboarded and, you know, into the new system with a running start. That is 100% for sure. I've had really great success when we've done these personalized onboarding calls with folks, and it's pretty incredible. So that's it. I'm just super excited for you to be doing this and to check this out. And I think it's going to make a big difference. So what you're going to do is go to subscriptionwebdesign.com/new. Subscriptionwebdesign.com/new. It'll redirect you to this page, which is ironically going to be the old page, okay? But it's going to be this new offer for you. And again, you just put in that coupon code and get the onboarding, and you'll still get the $49 a month deal. And then come Tuesday, that cuts off, and everything switches over into the new system, and the price to join becomes $97 a month. So once again, I appreciate everything to this point. This is probably the longest episode of this podcast I've ever recorded, at least in a really long time, but it's exciting. It's a milestone. It marks a huge decision point in my life and in my business, and I'm just thinking, you know what? Let's do this, right? Let's get this message out there to more people. Let's go all in, and let's not play around with it anymore. Let's make it something that's really exciting and beneficial to a lot of people. So here we are. I invite you to join me. Again, subscriptionwebdesign.com/new. You can get signed up for all of that. And I welcome you, and I hope to see you there. God bless. Thank you for being here, for being a listener, and I'm excited about the future that we're going to create together. You guys take care. Bye-bye. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the 5 models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.